Supporters of a panhandling ban say it's an issue of public safety. Opponents say it undermines the ability to raise money for groups ranging from the unemployed to nonprofits. Darren Tierney is circulation manager with the St. Petersburg Times, which hires contractors to sell the Sunday paper on city roads. He said during public comment that the proposed ordinance looks a lot like the one St. Petersburg adopted over the summer.
What it did was take away the only opportunity that many had to make an honest living by selling newspapers. It added to the unemployment rate. It made a tough time even tougher for some. It didn't solve their homeless issue.
Sonia Long is one of those contractors.
But I'm a taxpayer too. As everyone knows, I'm a college graduate. And I just want to know, if you all come and allow this ordinance to pass today, I have a daughter that will be 14 on next Tuesday. What am I to tell her? She's already ashamed that I'm out there on Sundays, but she's been able to deal with it. I have a daughter that just turned 11 in the month of December, and thank God you didn't ban us then, because I was able to provide Christmas presents. But I want you to tell me, who's going to pay my TECO bill? Who's going to take care of my water bill next week?
The Muscular Dystrophy Association is a nonprofit that relies on boot drives for donations. These involve local firefighters collecting money at intersections. Paula Orendash is a healthcare service coordinator with that organization. She said the boot drive raises funds for clinical services for muscular dystrophy patients at St. Joseph's Hospital and can pull in $130,000 a year. She said that's enough to help over 400 families.
And in today's economy, families are looking toward charities and social service organizations for more help. And thus, why we are so passionate about our firefighters being out on the streets, helping with their boot drives.
The council is also divided on the issue of homeless and other apparently unemployed individuals asking for money by the side of the road. Councilmember Mary Mulhern has been opposed to a citywide ban. She said the current economy is driving more and more people to the practice.
We don't want to tell people that they cannot ask for help. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is if we're convinced that this is really a public safety hazard on the roadways.
Tampa Assistant Police Chief John Bennett told the council he strongly supports the ban because it's preventative.
When I gave the crash data, I have to use an analogy in our crime reduction plan. I mean, over the last 8 years, we're defending 1,900 crimes every month of what used to be here 8 years ago. And that takes a lot of preventative work. And it's the same philosophy that we bring to anything that we look at, as a prevention mind, not a reactive one. Mm-hmm. And our concern is that, you know, if we're handling three calls a day in the intersections and we're making an arrest a day, that is increasing the risk. And whatever we gauge our risk meter on, whether it's by road or time of day or anything else, anything from zero up is increasing that risk and opportunity.
The council opted for an ordinance that would ban panhandling on arterial roads throughout Tampa. City Attorney Chip Fletcher.
Basically, the arterials are the largest roadways within the city. So Del Mabry, Hillsboro, Fletcher, Fowler, Gandy, those larger roads with the high rate of travel, high volume of traffic, and often have the medians as well that we've had as issues.
Councilmember Joe Caetano was not impressed. He said he wants a citywide ban that would apply to all roads.
Okay, I could identify six spots, one on Cross Creek, another one on New Tampa Boulevard, one at Grand Hampton off of County Line Road, another one at Palm Lake, which goes into Commerce Park Boulevard. You're going to have somebody standing at the exit of a Publix or the entrance of a Publix soliciting. I want a total ban.
Fletcher said that banning roadside soliciting on an ad hoc basis wouldn't fly for a number of reasons, including the First Amendment.
Because of this free speech issue involved here, we can't just pick certain roads and
but we're doing that.
No, what is before you is a recommendation to ban street solicitation on those roadways that meet certain technical standards, and by definition we're calling them arterial roads, and those are roads that meet certain design and functional standards. And so what we can't do is then say, well, we want the high volume roads, and in addition to that we want these other roads that don't meet that standard.
The council approved the ordinance 4-3, with council members Caetano, Charlie Miranda, and Yvonne Capine dissenting. The ordinance's second reading takes place Thursday, February 3rd. If approved, it will be adopted into law. The public will be allowed to speak before the council votes. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.